You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the December 2nd show. I am committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what the show is all about and what you'll receive from listening today. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or just go online to themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Rosemary West with Avenue Properties Luxury Real Estate, and today we're going to be discussing real estate in the current environment and forecast for 2018. Rosemary, thank you so much for coming back into studio. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And a little bit about Rosemary. Rosemary West has over 20 years experience in the local real estate market. She attributes her success to her extensive marketing and sales experience, advertising and public relations that have formed the foundation of her large local network. And really excited, Rosemary, to hear your take on what's happening today in the real estate market and what's coming up for 2018. Always exciting stuff to look forward to, always some things to be a little nervous about. So we'll kind of talk about all of that today. So what are you predicting for, I know this is a broad question, what are you predicting for the real estate market in 2018?
We read a lot of, in the real estate industry, we read one of the big brochures that seems to, and articles that seem to affect us, is Inman Connect. We read a lot of those particular reports. There's an emerging trends in real estate report that favors Seattle, the Emerald City, ranked it number one. It moved on from number four. A lot of it's attributed, of course, to the technology industry plays the leading role, the educated workforce, the abundance of capital that we have in the area. Where they forecast the projection to be of growth and significance is in all property types, including commercial, industrial, and residential and apartment buildings. Land development, of course, is still an issue that we don't have a whole lot of land to deal with. So builders, developers, anything that comes up, there's multiple offers for, and there's very rarity of it. Single-family housing is going to see probably the most significant, and condominiums the most significant growth.
Okay, so let's go into that. So with the current inventory shortages that we're having with single-family homes and condos, what do you think is going to happen with that, Rosemary?
Depending on what happens with our tax situation, that's going to affect a lot. When we talk about the $500,000 limit, that makes a difference in our area.
And the possible grandfathered in for the million.
That would actually help because most of our properties are over a million in our area.
Okay.
So if we have a lot of people that have, let's say,
but
a million dollar
loan. But they
would go
from a cap of a million now down to a cap of 500,000.
Correct.
Yes.
Which would make a difference.
Okay.
What are we going to see happen with the inventory in that respect? We don't know yet. We don't know how many people are going to decide, okay, we have to. And, of course, with the lack of deductions in some areas and how it will affect them, that's a lot we don't know about yet.
Yeah. So take that off the table. What are other things that you think are going to affect the inventory, help or not, for 2018?
Well, we have about 1,000 people coming in weekly into the King County area.
Crazy.
The Seattle metro area. And most of those people are educated, coming in to work for Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Expedia, Microsoft. We have so much going on with growth of industry right now and technology. Amazon is doing incredible research and development, and they have a new warehouse that is 100,000 square feet, dealing with organically grown vegetables and fruits, and hopefully be able to deliver that within an hour of your calling for those products.
Wow.
Giving the grocery stores and our local industries a run for their money,
essentially. Well, we were just talking about that before we came into studio today, about, you know, not even ringing up your groceries. Amazon's got their grocery store. You just head out and it figures out what you owe. I mean, it's just craziness.
And that's a factor. Our world is changing and evolving so fast.
Yeah.
That our technology is going to be the leader in what and dictates what will happen with our industry.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, Rosemary, what about the home and property values increase year over year?
This year we saw home values in the Seattle area go up about 11.7% year over year. And the inventory has been down 23.6%.
Wow.
Oh, year over year. And then you look at the rental situation, and there's some articles that have mentioned that rents have actually become a little bit more larger in inventory.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, they've gone up 6% in the Seattle metro area this year over year.
Okay.
So you're still looking at it being advantageous to purchase a home, purchase mm-hmm. a condominium,
yep.
and at least to try to harness those expenses, monthly expenses, just to live.
Yes, regardless of, you know, what happens with the interest credit, I'm a homeowner believer, and you know, so that's a whole nother show. What about buyers right now with the holidays going on and everything? Is it a great option? Is it a good time for buyers to come into the market?
It actually is a great time because you have a lot of people that are taking a little bit of a break because of the holidays and family coming into town or leaving town.
Yes.
It is a perfect time if you're a serious buyer to go out and try to pick up a property, a condo, that maybe usually there's like 3 or 4, 10 offers on that
20.
Property. Now it's the time pick up a bargain. The other thing is it's really important to find a real estate agent that knows the market. And the reason for that is, yes, you can scour the Redfin apps and the Zillow apps and all the apps that are out there and realtor.com. But bottom line is with a real estate agent at your fingertips, they can help guide you on what may be a good bargain, what's been out on the market for a long period of time, what may be coming up that it's not apparent on an app.
Yes.
So there, it is really important to seek out if this is, you're serious about buying at this time, it's important to seek out and find someone that's experienced and
it's critically important.
Forward.
I mean, that's what the show is all about. It's about finding the best of the best experts in all areas. Regardless of what happens with technology, you have to have that expert that understands everything that's happening. So important. Also, you know, right now, Rosemary, somebody's listing their home on the holidays. They're pretty desperate to sell, right? So, I mean, you've got that balance of it's going to be less inventory, but you're not going to have the competition. Plus, the sellers that are selling, they need to sell. You know, so it seems like whether or not you find the home that you want, then it's not a good time. But get out there and look. And if you do find it, it's the best time. It could be the best time, right?
True.
Yeah.
True. And we still have, as I mentioned, if you're looking in Bellevue, for example, there's only 12 condominiums even to choose from.
Yeah.
Jeez. And that's in the West Bellevue communities, and it's up to $5 million to kind of give you an idea of what's going on there. Homes in West Bellevue communities, we have one that's listed at $28 million. It's a fabulous piece of property. It's a, it's a large piece of property on Overlake.
Well, I would hope so. At $25 million,
it's a $28 million.
Oh, $28 million.
Oh my! It's a bargain.
What's an extra $3 million?
But there are only 59 homes in West Bellevue communities to choose from.
Yeah, wow.
Which makes it still very tight if you want to come into the market.
Yeah.
But there are other areas to look at as well that are an easy commute. East Bellevue communities, South Bellevue communities, they have a more inventory to consider. Redmond.
Newcastle. I live in Newcastle. I mean, you're not that far from Bellevue. It's a great, you know, and we've got some homes for sale in our cul-de-sac. So let's move on to the Seattle Bellevue Metro emerging trends in real estate. What's happening there?
Well, they consider us the number one spot for growth in the hottest real estate market in the nation. We have been considered for forecast of growth, the positive outlook. It's just going to continue to grow with all the new building, construction, jobs coming into the area. It's just a massive amount of growth in a very small area.
Yeah.
Our traffic patterns have become more intense, and the new mayor of Seattle has indicated that for the next 4 years, it's going to be even more painful. So they're trying to encourage mass transit, which means there's going to be more of a concentration in certain areas to be able to commute to work. If they work in downtown Seattle or downtown Bellevue or Redmond.
Okay. So what else are we in store for in the housing market for this next year?
Well, a lot of it has to do with, as you well know, the interest rates, what's going to inventory.
Every year we say the same thing. They got to go up, but every year nothing happens.
Buying power, of course, depending on whether people are they're increasing their salaries, or they're getting raises.
Mm-hmm.
Are they moving in for more minimum wage type of jobs, or are they moving in more for technology jobs? That's going to make all the difference.
Got it.
And we don't know for certain what's going to happen, but the forecast and all the economists are saying, yes, it's going to be a stronger year.
Yep, yep. So business growth, what are you seeing for business growth in the East Side and Seattle area?
Well, Microsoft just announced Tuesday that they are going to increase 18 new, well, they're going to build 18 new buildings and tear down 12 of their current buildings in their East Campus. It's going to be called Microsoft Redmond Campus of the Future. It will create about 2,500 jobs for construction purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a pedestrian-friendly, cycle, walkability, restaurants, shops.
Wow.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to be a city within a city. And they're going to develop both on the east side and the west side of 520. And the new rail system,
so they
the
just
link
stay,
system.
They just stay right there in their little area, and they've got everything in their neighborhood.
And they're going to, they've taken on a the commitment to actually invest more into our Redmond area.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike, for example, where you have Amazon looking at a headquarters somewhere else, they are actually focusing and growing the headquarters in Redmond.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting just to, you know, to really be able to look into the future and see all of the trends and things that are going to change? I mean, we can look vast and back in our past and see how much changes and things that you would never imagine, you know, would happen. And so it's kind of exciting. I mean, we're on a journey every year. You don't know what's going to happen, but we've got a lot of exciting things. Also, there'll be some things that'll bring some challenges. So, you know, what can we make out of that? Wrapping up my time with you, Rosemary, what would be your call to action for my buyers out there listening today?
Well, definitely give us a call.
Yes.
This is the
time. That's a great call to action.
Let's start looking for properties if you're interested in moving. If you're interested in listing your property, give us a call as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to place that property on the market, especially right now. I'm a full-time agent, so I would love to work for you during the holidays. I'm here. I'm not taking a holiday. And certainly would love to help anyway. I may in the next move and next chapter of someone's life.
Wonderful. Well, Rosemary, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And yeah, you can call the show to get connected with Rosemary if you'd like to, 1-855-411-50, or go online to themoneyhour.com. So thank you, Rosemary.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Coming up next in the Money Hour, don't miss the critical points when selling your house. I have Leslie McFadden with Real Living Northwest Rural Tours right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.